My guest at this time is Gary Rathman. He's a private wealth consultant and host of An Economy of One on the Radio America Network. Among Gary's areas of expertise is personal property rights. And with just a few days to go before Election Day, we want to get his thoughts on how Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton stack up on this issue, since obviously it hasn't gotten much attention in the campaign coverage. And Gary, thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, Greg, it's great to be here. It's a real honor. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Let's start with, first of all, where we stand. Before we get to the candidates, what do Americans need to know about what has happened to their personal property rights under 8 years of the Obama administration?
Well, you know, personal property rights are somewhat misunderstood because we naturally think of real property like real estate and land and your home and that kind of stuff. But private property rights encompasses everything about you. So your right to work, your thoughts, your right to speech, everything you own, everything you can produce. And under the last years, look at what's happened with government intruding into our lives. So they've taken over one of our most personal property rights, and that's our right to health, to choose our health care, choose our doctor, that kind of stuff. Our real property rights have been highly eroded with the EPA and restrictions on zoning and land use and wetlands and all that kind of stuff. So every day our liberty is thinned down a little bit due to government regulations and what's been coming out of Washington.
So when you look at 2016 compared to 2008, are we seeing government encroachment? Are we seeing aggressive government encroachment? Are we seeing an avalanche of government when it comes to these rights?
I would say absolutely an avalanche of encroachment. Look at the EPA. That's one of the easy ones. With an executive order, President Obama changed the language of wetland on your property from navigable to any water on your wetland on your property. So he took out the word navigable just with a stroke of a pen, and that means the EPA can come on your property and prohibit you from doing just about anything on your property. So I think it's an avalanche really eroding away our private property rights and our liberty.
We haven't gotten a ton from these candidates on what they would do if they were elected when it comes to personal property. The big issue for Donald Trump, and let's start with him, came up during the primary season where he was criticized heavily by his fellow Republicans for embracing eminent domain, something he vigorously defended on the debate stage, saying it's important for things that are for the benefit of the community, like roads and bridges and hospitals and so forth. Most people on the right, and certainly those in favor of limited government, go back to the Kelo decision from the Supreme Court and others, suggesting that this is in many ways not the way that the government should be acting. What's your take on where Trump stands?
I disagree with him on that. I can understand where he's coming from because he develops real estate and adds value to the real estate, makes a lot of money from it, pays a lot of taxes, that kind of stuff. The concept of eminent domain was originally for the public good. So it was roads and bridges, and a little bit later the law changed or it was enhanced so that the property owner would receive just compensation. And what's happening since Kelo and what's screwed up the eminent domain thought process is that communities are exercising eminent domain so that private companies and developers can develop the land, and they're justifying that from an increase in property taxes, maybe even an increase in income taxes from jobs and that kind of stuff. But I disagree with eminent domain outside of absolute public necessity for roads, bridges, that kind of stuff.
Now, I don't really remember any specific comment from Hillary Clinton on personal property rights in this campaign, but you listed a number of things that really fall under that umbrella that we don't often think of in that context from the Obama administration that, from everything we can tell, she would certainly agree with. So what do you think the impact of a Clinton presidency would be on these?
I think it would be, if there can be a greater avalanche, if we can use that term, then I think it would be a more severe avalanche. The private property rights is really the only basic right. All other rules and rights come from private property. So your right to negotiate with an employer. Hillary Clinton wants a higher minimum wage. By the way, so does Donald Trump. That infringes on your private property rights. You can't negotiate unless it's over $15 under their rules. Second Amendment, that the right to bear arms is the reason the reason we have that Second Amendment is to protect our private property. If you can't protect what property you have, your private property, the rest of the rights don't mean much of anything. So I think under a Clinton presidency, that liberty and those private property rights would be continued to be infringed upon, and I think at an accelerated rate over what President Obama has done.
We've mentioned a few different examples now of personal property rights and how they come up in the issues of public policy. As voters contemplate over the final days of this campaign how they're going to vote overall, but certainly on this issue, we've talked about health care, we've talked about guns, we've talked about environmental regulations and so forth. Which issues do you think help best crystallize this issue and voters should look at most carefully?
You know, I hope this doesn't sound too extreme, but this election to me boils down to just one issue. And I hate one issue type voting, but that's what it's come down to for me. And that is Supreme Court justice nominees going forward. The next president is likely to nominate anywhere from 2 to maybe even 4 Supreme Court justice nominees. And this is the ultimate federal court that is there to interpret the Constitution and protect our rights. Supreme Court should not be political, but we all know it is. Everybody says, well, it's 4-4 right now. Well, it shouldn't be. It should be 8-0 on protecting our Constitution and the rights therein. So my concern with this presidency, what it boils down to for me and my vote, is who's likely to give us the Supreme Court nominees that will protect our liberty for the next 30, 40 years.
Are you concerned by how little this issue has, not the Supreme Court issue, that's gotten plenty of attention,
yeah,
but the issue of personal property rights? I mean, it's never a massive campaign issue, but doesn't, other than the Republican primary, I can't think of when it's been couched in those terms at any point in the last year and a half.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Greg. It's not a topic that regularly is out there because it's easier to talking about the peripheral aspects, the right to bear arms, wetlands, zoning, eminent domain, minimum wage, free speech. All of those funnel right down to private property rights. So private property rights is kind of the umbrella. And the campaigns and the media and you and me and everybody else has been talking more about the individual aspects under the umbrella.
Well, we'll certainly be watching as the final days roll on here and the votes start coming in. Gary, thank you very much for your time today. We greatly appreciate it.
My pleasure, Greg. It's good talking to you.
Thank you, sir. Gary Rathbun is a private wealth consultant, and he's the host of An Economy of One on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.